Morning, everyone. Today's Daf and Yuma, Daf Samech Hey. Appreciation to the Lupin Foundation for sponsorship. And the learning we do is the Zecher Nishmas Lois Zaltzman. The Gemara we got into yesterday on Daf Samech Dalid turned into a very fundamental machlokus between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Do we say Dichui by animals? Okay, now once the animal's been shechted and you have dam and you have the meat of the carbon and for whatever reason it gets rejected, so rejection is a permanent rejection. And there's no chance for eligibility after something's been rejected post-shechita. The issue on the table is what about before shechita, meaning the animal's a live animal. Set aside as a carbon and for whatever reason it got rejected. So can we say that if the reason for rejection is no longer there and it's now eligible, so does, can the eligibility bring it back and allow us to use it as a carbon? So this is a fundamental machlokus between Rav and Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says there is no dichui legabe balei chayim. The animal is alive and it's rejected. If for the reason of rejection is gone, and it could be reinstated as a carbon. That's the opinion of Rav. Rav Yochanan says no. No, Rav Yochanan says there is dichui legabe balei chayim. That live animals can be rejected. Not only can be rejected, are rejected and permanently rejected. That is the opinion of Rav Yochanan. How does that machlokus manifest itself in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah going back to Daf Samech Beis, meaning the beginning of the sixth parak, because Mishnah introduced us to the following scenario. Right, we have the two goats on Yom Kippur, the Seer LaHashem and the Seer Meshalech. The way that we determine it is through lottery. The Kohen Gadol takes a lottery to determine that which of the goats is going to be dedicated to Kadosh Baruch Hu and which one is going to be thrown off the cliff. After the lottery dedicates each animal, then what happens is that one of them dies. Either one of them. So now what happens is I have a goat without its mate. So a goat without its mate, so what good is that? Meaning the Torah says that you have to have a goat and its mate. You need the two of them to serve as a tag team. So now basically, for the time being, one of the animals now is rejected. So what do I have to do? I have to find a replacement. So how do I get a replacement? Can I just simply take one goat and use that one goat as a replacement? No, that's no good. Because goats have to be determined through a lottery. So what I need to do now is I need to get another pair of goats. I need to take a lottery on the second pair of goats. And whatever goat now I need is going to fill in the vacant spot. But now the problem is that I have two carbonos that mimic each other. Or to use a really bad joke, I have a carbon copy. So the it's terrible. Don't repeat it, and certainly don't quote me. So the it's really not. But the but I appreciate it though. So the so I have now two animals which are essentially the same. So which animal do I use? Do I use, like the way I described yesterday? Do I use 1A or do I use 2A? So which animal do I use? So that's, so Rav tells you use 1A. Why? Because Rav says, I don't believe in dichui. There is no dichui legabe balechem. As long as that first animal was alive, so yes, when its mate died, it was rejected. But now that I paired it up with a new animal, so okay, good. Reinstatement. So I'll use the first animal. And Rav Yochanan says, no. Once the mate of the first one dies, the first one's now rejected. And once rejected, always rejected, even if the reason for its rejection is no longer there. So Rav Yochanan says, I'm going to use 2A and 2B. What's going to happen to 1A? So Yira, you let it graze and let it until it develops a blemish, and then you redeem it. That's the machlokus between Rav and Rav Yochanan. In terms of sources, where does Rav get his position from? Where does Rav Yochanan get his position from? So that was the Gemara yesterday. That was Daf Samech Dalet, where the Gemara over there says that Rav says, I'll tell you how I know I'm right. Because we have something called a mum. We have a blemish. Now, a blemish disqualifies an animal from being brought as a carbon if it has a physical blemish. So the Gemara in Bechoros goes through a detailed list of all the different types of physical blemishes that are found by an animal. So, Rav says, now, let's see. The animal has a physical blemish. And let's say it's not a permanent blemish. It's a temporary one. Well, while the animal is blemished, I can't bring it as a carbon. If it heals, so the Torah says, okay, good. Now you can bring it as a carbon. So what just happened? An animal went through a rejection, then went through an acceptance, and the Torah says, it's fine. Go ahead and bring it. So Rav says, so what have I just demonstrated? That an animal that's rejected, and for whatever reason the reason rejection is gone, the animal could be reinstated. So Rav says, you see, I'm right. I'm right. So that an animal's not rejected. And Rav Yochanan's response to that was that halacha is a localized halacha. That's just limited to Baal Mum Over. But if it's any other reason, any other cause of rejection, so Rav Yochanan says it cannot be reinstated, and that goes back to yesterday's daf. That was back on Daf Samach Tam and Aleph, in terms of how Rav and Rav Yochanan are arguing whether that's a general halacha or whether that's a localized halacha.
According to Rav, it would make a difference if he was born with a moon, and then
it'd be more reason to allow us to accept it. Meaning, if it was born with a mom, so then it never was eligible and then rejected. Meaning, the bigger chiddush is it's eligible and then rejected, and then
it was the other way.
Okay, fine. Who do we go by? So that's unclear. And usually, Rav Yochanan Rav, we go with Rav Yochanan. But in this particular case, I don't know. I didn't research it well enough to know. That's the basic machlokes between Rav and Rav Yochanan, and it's a fundamental machlokes in terms of our Mishnah, how to understand our Mishnah, in terms of which 1A or 2A, which one of them is accepted, which one of them is rejected. So according to Rav Yochanan, it's the first one. Once the first one's rejected, that's it. It's done. So when I get the new pair, so I'm going to use the new pair. I'm going to use 2A and 2B. Whereas opposed to Rav will tell you no, keep 1A. And then whichever of those animals ends up of the second pair becomes 2B, so you'll pair 1A with 2B. What's going to happen with 2A? Let it graze. Now, by the way, the Gemara, just one other point I'm going to go over, and then we'll move on in the Gemara. The Gemara went over yesterday. According to Rav, I know that the first one wasn't rejected, but what's wrong with the second one? Meaning, good, we're going to use 1A, but why not use 2A? 2A is also good. All Rav is teaching us is that 1A isn't rejected, but 2A is fine also. So why did I choose 1A and not 2A? The Gemara asked that question yesterday, and the Gemara's answer to that question yesterday was, Rav holds like Rav Yossi. What's Rav Yossi Shita? Mitzvah Berishon. That if I have a choice of which one to go to, and one of them came into the discussion first, use the first one. Mitzvah Berishon. Where did we see Rav Yossi holds Mitzvah Berishon? So the Gemara gave us a couple suggestions. One suggestion was a Mitzvah in Shkalim, although the Gemara didn't end up liking it, because a Mitzvah in Shkalim was talking about where I take off 3 buckets from the Trumas Alishka, and of the 3 buckets I label Aleph, Beis, Gimel. I use Aleph before Beis, I use Beis before Gimel. Why Mitzvah Berishon? But the Gemara ended up saying, yeah, but that's not great, because when I was Mafresh Aleph, there wasn't Beis. And when I was Mafresh Beis, it wasn't Gimel. So there, that's not a great illustration of Mitzvah Berishon. What is a great illustration of Mitzvah Berishon? The Karban Pesach. I set aside my Karban Pesach, we lost it. I then replace it with a new Karban Pesach. I find my original Karban Pesach. I'm looking at 2 animals, I only need 1. Which one should I use? Mitzvah Berishon. The Tanakhama says, well, you could choose. But Rav Yossi says, no, use the first one. Why? Because of the principle of Mitzvah Berishon.
We're going to use the first one. What's the point of the lottery on the second one?
Well, again, the 2 different cases. In other words, there's a Karban Pesach case, and then there's a lottery case. The lottery case is because the Torah demands I have to choose through lottery. That there, I don't have an option. The determination of which goat is which has to be done through the lottery. So according to Rav, I'll keep the first one, but I need a lottery just to tell me which one the second one is going to be. Okay. We are in Samech Dal Amud Beis. We're at the very top line. Amar Rava. Okay, so, major machlokus between the Amoraim, Rav versus Rabbi Yochanan. Now, I'll say who's right. Not for me to say. I have no earthly idea. But who seems to be more supported by our Mishnah? So, Amar Rav, Adeka Masis and Kavasid Rav. You look at our Mishnah carefully, and we're going to be doing that over the course of this morning. Meaning, most of our morning today is going to be spending attention to our Mishnah and seeing that our Mishnah really reads like Rav. Now, mind you, today's daf is going to be a little bit difficult because there are going to be a number of issues that we're going to be juggling almost simultaneously. So, and I'll try my best to make it clear. But basically, a careful reading of our Mishnah is going to show you that Rav is right. Or it's certainly, our Mishnah supports the position of Rav. However, there's a Brisa, and the Brisa goes like Rav Yochanan. Brisa kavasa de Rav Yochanan. So we haven't seen the Brisa yet. The Mishnah we've already seen, but we haven't read it carefully enough. That's what we're going to be doing right now. And the Brisa we're going to introduce ourselves to in just a moment. But anyway, but let's go step by step. So Masis and Kavasi de Rav Diktani. Our Mishnah is going like Rav, and I'll show you why. Now again, remember, Rav says that there's no dichui regarding Baalei Chaim, the animal's alive, and it's rejected if the reason for rejection is gone, so the animal is now reinstated. So that means that according to Rav, I'm going to use 1A, I'll keep using 1A, and I'll just simply pair it with 2B, and 2A will let it graze. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why the Mishnah is going like Rav, because Diktani, Im Shel Shem Meis, because the Mishnah says that if the Shel Shem dies, if the animal that was dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu died, Zesha Alala Vagarav L'Shem Yitkayim Tachtav. So now, of the new pair that I get, again, now I'm going to, if the lottery will determine which one's Lashem and which one's Lazazel, our 2A and our 2B. So the one that is dedicated Lashem obviously will be the replacement. There's nothing else. V'idach kidekai kai. Now, well, that means then that what served as a replacement? The one Lashem. Which one is the seer Lazazel? Well, I have two to choose from. I have 1B and I have 2B. Well, it sounds like from the Mishnah, 1B is the one that's still going to be used. Meaning because the Mishnah, the way the Mishnah makes it sound like, is that the only replacement is going to be the one Lashem. But the other one, we're going to use the original. So a simple reading of the Mishnah is going more like Rav. However, Braisa Kavasi de Rav Yochanan. Meanwhile, even though the simple reading is going like Rav, I will quote a Braisa, says Ravo, and the Braisa is going to be going like Rav Yochanan. How do I know this? Diktan, because we learned on a Braisa. Sheni, our second animal. Eini Odea, Im Sheni Shebezug Rishon, Im Sheni Shebezug Sheni. Well, which one? This is a Braisa asking the question. Meaning it's not clear, which one am I going to use? Am I going to use 1B or 2B? So Kishu Omer, Yamod Chai, Veloshe Chavero Meis. So the Torah says Yamod Chai, and not whose Chavero died. My Mashma, Yamod Chai, Veloshe Kvar Amad. As Rashi explains, how many Hamadas are we talking about? Meaning, I stand it up. Now, you don't really stand it up, meaning the animal is standing already. But in other words, I put it up against its mate. And I do that not on two occasions, but I do it only on one occasion. So imagine, the animal, the goat, that Lashem died. So what happened? Now let's look at the history of the goat Lazazel. Previously, it stood up against the first animal. That was your first Yamod Chai. And now that this goat died, and now we have to take a new lottery, so now I'm standing it up against another animal. No, you don't do that, says the Braisa. You stand it up only against its corresponding mate, only one time. So that's the answer of the Braisa. Now, if that's the response of the Braisa, what do you see from the Braisa? It's pretty clear. From the Braisa, you see that basically I take 2A and 2B. And as far as whatever with the surviving animal of the first pair is concerned, let it graze. Okay. Tanan. All right, so again, we have a Mishnah, we have a Braisa, the Mishnah. Simple reading of the Mishnah is going like Rav. Simple reading of the Braisa goes like Rabbi Yochanan. Tanan, the Gemara says, let's continue going on in the Mishnah. Va'od amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, meaning now, though, go back to the Mishnah. Samach Beis Amud Aleph. The first Mishnah of the sixth parak. The Mishnah, after presenting the scenario in what were to happen if one of the goats were to die, then the Mishnah says, "V'im shal zazal meizesh alalav agarel lazazel yikayem tachtav." V'ashen yirashi yistai v'yimaker v'yimplu damav l'nedava. Shein chatasibar meisa. The Mishnah says chatasibar is not put to death. Fine. Then the Mishnah says, "Rav Yehuda omer tamus." Rav Yehuda says, first of all, I'm going to disagree on point number one. Point number one is you think that that carbon sibar doesn't die. Rav Yehuda says, no, I disagree. I respectfully disagree. Carbon sibor is put to death. In the scenario where I have a carbon sibor and I no longer have a use for it, it dies. Meaning halacha Moshe Min Sinai dictates that a carbon sibor dies. Not only does a carbon yachid die, carbon yachid chatas dies, but a carbon sibor chatas also dies. That's point number one. Ve'od, and then the Mishnah goes on, Amar Yehuda, Nishbach Adam, Yimus HaMashalech, Mesa Mashalech, Yishafech Adam. They are linked to one another, those two animals. Where if the blood spills, the seer mishtalech is going to be put to death. And if the seer mishtalech is put to death, yishafech adam, the blood has to spill. Okay. Meaning, even after I shech the seer Lashem, and all I have of it now is just the blood of the seer Lashem, it's still connected to the seer mishtalech. So that if I lose one, I lose the other. Okay. The Gemara later on, today's daf, is going to ask a simple question. Well, that's strange because if the seer mishtalech dies, isn't that what we're kind of hoping for? Meaning, wasn't that our mission statement anyway for the Sira Mishtaleach? We wanted to die?
Not here.
Okay, not here. I know, off the cliff. I do understand that, but quite honestly, not who cares. That's not the right way to say it, but that was our mission statement. We wanted to die. Throwing it off the cliff is just a means in terms of killing it. So, later on, the Gemara is going to ask the question, what's the big deal if the Sira Mishtaleach died? I already shechted the Sira Hashem. Okay, so the Gemara is going to ask and address that question later on. But in the meantime, however, what do you see according to Rav Yehuda? He disagrees on two points. Okay. What's the second point of disagreement? Let's take a look at our Gemara. Samach Dal Amud Beis, we are now Tanan. We quote the Gemara's quoting the Mishnah. Ve'od Amar Rav Yehuda, Nishbach Adam, Yemus HaMishtaleach, Mes HaMishtaleach, Yishafech Adam. Bishlam Ala Rav Yochanan, Damar Balei Chaim Nidachim. So now, according to Rav Yochanan, look. What's Rav Yochanan's position? That animals are rejected. Live animals are rejected. So Mishum Hachi Yamos HaMishtaleach. So if live animals are rejected, so what happened? The blood spills. Blood spills? Okay. The Mishtaleach is to be put to death. But according to Rav, what are you doing? Live animals aren't rejected. So now, I spilled the blood. Okay. Take a new lottery. Figure out which one's Hashem and which one's Azazel. And use the first seer. Use the first seer Mishtaleach. No need to kill it. So am I Yamos HaMishtaleach? Right, strong question. Why kill it? So I'm Lecha Rav, Alibad Rav Yehuda Kamina. So Rav says, look, you're asking me a question by the Shita of Rav Yehuda. My response is very simple. I don't hold the Rav Yehuda. Ki Amina Alibad Rabbanan. I hold like the Chachamim. Meaning the Chachamim don't agree with this point. The Chachamim argue on this point. Because in fact, just now the whole argument gets reversed. Meaning, what's Rav's response? The Chachamim agree with me. The Chachamim are of the opinion that Balei Chaim einam nidachim. Balei Chaim are not rejected as long as the animal's alive. Even if the reason of even if it was rejected, but if the reason rejected is no longer in force, no longer applicable, so it can resume eligibility. So the Chachamim would say, no, don't you dare kill the Sira Mishtaleach. Simply choose a new goat for the Sira Lashem and pair it with the old Sira Mishtaleach. Period. Done. Just the opposite. The Mishnah supports me because I go like the Chachamim. I don't hold like Rav Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, now that we just turned the table and we just showed you that actually the Tanakhama supports Rav, Bishlam al Rav Baha Pligi, Rav Yehuda V'Rabbanan. So now, according to Rav, I understand the Mishnah. Meaning, what's happening in the Mishnah is you have a very basic machlokus between the Chachamim versus Rav Yehuda, where the Chachamim's position is Balei Chaim einam nidachim, and according to Rav Yehuda, no, Balei Chaim are nidachim, live animals are rejected. So now that we understand, that's the machlokus in the Mishnah according to Rav, and obviously Rav will side like the Chachamim and not like Rav Yehuda. But good. Now let's say you're Rav Yochanan. Now what did Rav Yochanan say? Rav Yochanan's position is Balei Chaim are rejected. Permanently, even if the reason for rejection is no longer in force. So Rav Yochanan, by my pligi. So now, according to Rav Yochanan, do you understand the machlokus between the Tanakhama and Rav Yehuda? Meaning, in the Mishnah, they're arguing, but according to Rav Yehuda, what's the argument? Because according to Rav Yochanan, I apologize. According to Rav Yochanan, what's the argument? Because Rav Yochanan says that according to him, at least according to him, everybody's in agreement that live animals get rejected. Well, if live animals get rejected, so then there shouldn't be a disconnect between the Tanakhama and Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, you know what happens if the blood spills? Oh, you gotta kill the Sira Mishtaleach. Shouldn't the Tanakhama be agreeing to that point? And presumably, the Tanakhama is not agreeing to that point. So how do you understand the Mishnah according to Rav Yochanan? Amarava Hamrin and Deka Masis and Kavase Derav. So Rav says, remember what I said? Meaning, our Mishnah reads like Rav. But now you understand from another level, from another angle, why the Mishnah reads better like Rav. Because if you don't learn the Mishnah like Rav, you really don't understand the machlokus between the Tanakhama and Rav Yehuda. Rav will tell you, here's the machlokus. Tanakhama says, the blood spills. Tanakhama will say, do I kill the Sira Mishtaleach? No, don't you dare. Let it live. I'll just pair it with a new animal. Because the Tanakhama's position is Balei Chaim einam nidachim. And on that point, Rav Yehuda comes along and Rav Yehuda says, no. Sir Mishalech is rejected. Why? Because Rav Yehuda takes the position that Balei Chaim are in fact Nidachim. That would be the framework of the Mishnah according to Rav. And according to Rav Yochanan, the Mishnah literally doesn't make any sense. Because when Rav Yehuda is making his point of live animals are rejected, well, the Tanakhama should be saying the same thing. And there shouldn't be any point of contention then between the Tanakhama and Rav Yehuda. Okay. So the Gemara notes that that's difficult, and again, Rava says, yeah, but I told you, top of the Amud, now the bottom of the Amud, the Mishnah reads better like Rav and not like Rav Yochanan. Okay. Tanan. The Gemara quotes our Mishnah again. Shein chata sibra mesa. Okay, now here's where it's going to get a little bit tricky today. It's just a little bit complicated. It's not so bad. The Mishnah says that in this case, it's a carbon sibra, meaning the sirim are bought from communal funds. It's a communal carbon, and therefore, even though the goat is a chatas, but the goat, even though it's rejected, it's not left to die. Meaning, generally speaking, what do we know to be the halacha? Halacha l'moshe misinai, that if I have a chatas and it's no longer needed, I no longer need to use it for whatever reason. Vlad chatas, tamuras chatas, chatas shemesu ba'alea, chatas sheniskapur ba'acheres, and as long as I mention four of them, I mentioned the fifth as well, chatas shavar shenasa, a chatas that's over a year old. In any one of these circumstances, so we have the halacha l'moshe misinai, that the chatas is put to death. In this case, in our Mishnah, I have a chatas who is now I have two chatas l'Hashem. And let's say in the event that let's say the Sir Lazazel died, and I need to replace it, so I need to now get a new pair. I need to get two A and two B. So what happens in our Mishnah? So I'll just simply pair one of the new animals with the old animal. But the problem now becomes I end up with two chatas l'Hashem. To seir l'Hashem. So what do I do? So again, Rav and Rav Yochanan have a debate whether I'm going to accept the first one, I'm going to accept the second one. Rav says the first one, Rav Yochanan says the second one, but basically, I have a leftover. I have a leftover chatas animal. What do I do with it? So the Mishnah says, according to the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, let it live. You don't have to let it die. Let it graze, develop a blemish, and then we'll redeem it. That's the Mishnah. Why? Because it's a carbon seaboard. And the halach l'moshe misina of chatas mesa is only by a yachid, not by a tzibur. Now Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah says, no, I disagree. And then I always feel like we walk into this situation where we end up having a machlokas by halach l'moshe misina, and that's always a little bit uncomfortable because the Rambam says, we'll have a lot of machlokas in the Gemara about Yud Gimel Midosh Shatoni Dreshes by him, and by Kavachomer we'll have a machlokas. But the Rambam says we'll never have a machlokas by halacha Moshe Misinai. Okay, and then that makes this discussion always a little bit awkward. Meaning, why are we having a machlokas now? But okay, that's an issue with the Rambam, and not to treat it lightly, but not for us right now. In the meantime, however, Tanan Shein Chatas Sibur Mesa. Now, what's clear from the Mishnah that if we took the scenario and somehow try to translate it into carbon yachid. Meaning, if all these animals were not carbon seaborne, and that sounds like a philosophical question, if all these animals were not carbon seaborne, but if we took a corresponding scenario where these animals in question were carbon yachid, so then that means one of them would die. Okay. Now, before we go any further, so we need a little bit of background information over here to really fully understand and appreciate the Gemara. And what we basically need is a little primer in the Gemara and Tamura. So, Rashi provides. We go through Rashi inside. I'm going to go through the last Rashi on Samach Dalam Adves. Rashi over here really fills us in and all the background information that we need. Rashi writes, Amar Maseches Tamur Rashi quotes the Gemara Tamur, Gabi Plukta de Rebbe V'Rabbanan Shenechluku B'mafish Chatosu V'nevda V'yifrish Acheres Tachteha. Okay. We're now talking about a very classic scenario where I have a carbon chatas, I lost it, and I find it, and I dedicate a replacement in its stead. And Nimsis Harishona. I find my first one, because that's how life works. And now I'm looking at two animals, and I only, of course, only need one of those two animals. Vareshteim omdos. Now I'm looking at these two animals. Dekam Rebbe miskaper b'achas mehem v'ashniya tamos. Now Rebbe says, okay, so you'll get a kapar with one of them, and the other one is left to die. Okay, that shita's Rebbe. Chachamim omrim, ein chata shekapru b'alam mesa, elo shenimtzeis l'achas shekipru b'alam. And the Chachamim say no. The halacha l'moshe misinai only demands that the animal be left to die only if I find it after I received a kapara through the replacement. But if I find it before the kapara, but in this case where I find the lost one before I get a kapara with the replacement, so then obviously I'll use one of them and the other one will be left to graze, but it doesn't have to die.
Either one.
Now, that is a machlokus between Rebbe and the Chachamim in Temura.
Left to graze or left to die, the difference is?
The left to graze means that I don't have to let it die. Left to graze just simply means let it graze until it develops a blemish, redeem it.
It's like more passive. Left to die.
Well, no,
like
more passive. You don't have to kill it.
But
left to die means you're basically killing it.
You're
I mean, again, killing it, I lock it up. But in other words, yes, you kill it.
You're starving it or actually...
Starving it to death. Yeah, that's all. So the Amar Rabbi Abala. Okay, now that's a Mishnah in Temura. That's a machlokes between Rabbi and the Chachamim. Okay, that's just step A. Now step B. The Amar Rabbi Abala Hakol Modim She Miskaper B'Sheinu Avuda Dehainu Shnia Shufrash Acheron Avuda Mesa. Okay, Rabbi Abba says, I'll tell you what. Not as much disagreement as you think. Let's say, for example, I receive a kapara with the Einu Avuda, meaning the one that was never lost, meaning the second animal. Okay, I opt to use my second animal. All right, whatever, for whatever reason. So the Avuda, the one that's lost, is put to death, according to everybody, meaning both according to Rebbe and according to the Chachamim. Shekach Nemra, Halacha L'Moshe Mitzina, Chaz HaShavim, Miskaper Bala Ba'acheres HaRishon HaMesa. Because that's the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzina. That if I lose an animal and replace it with another and receive a kapara through the replacement, the first animal is left to die, period. And I don't care when I found it, whether I found it before the kapara, after kapara, really doesn't matter. In other words, it was an animal that was lost. And I received a kapara through its replacement. Rabbi Abba says, under those circumstances, there's no machlokas between Rabbi and the Chachamim. Okay, so then when is there a machlokas between Rabbi and the Chachamim? Lo nechleku elashin is kapara brishona, ve'ashni omedes. So the issue is, the machlokas is, I receive a kapara through the first animal, the lost animal. Okay? And now I'm looking at the replacement animal. There it is. Uvaha pligi. Rabbi Savar, mafrish l'tzorach tashlumi avud ka'avudami. Rabbi says, do you know how we're going to look at the second animal, even though it's a replacement animal? I will look at it as if it's the lost animal. It will have the status of the lost animal. Meaning, according to Rabbi, let's see if I can help us look at this a little bit easier. According to Rabbi, when I lose an animal and replace it, basically, I could choose either one. Whichever one I choose, obviously, will serve as my kapara, and whichever is left over is considered the lost animal, even if it wasn't the one that was actually lost. Nevertheless, according to Rabbi, it has the status of the lost animal. Now, once it has the status of the lost animal, so you know what happens? It dies. Because that is a chatas, shenis kapra bala b'acheres. It's considered the avuda. And the Chachamim disagree. No. If the replacement is the one that survived, because I decided that I'm going to get a kapara through the lost one, so then this one over here does not have the status of an avuda, and therefore it's not left to die. Fine. So, that is a... So, everyone saw? Machlokes between Rabbi and the Chachamim. And then layer on top that a qualification by Rabbi Abba, the Amora, where Rabbi Abba says that the whole machlokes between Rabbi and the Chachamim is only in the scenario where I received a kapara. Sorry, let me start again. There's no machlokes between Rabbi and the Chachamim in the event that I use the replacement. And all I'm left now is with the lost chatas. If all I'm left with is the lost chatas, we all agree that animal's left to die. And the only discussion is, what if I receive my kapara through the first animal, the lost animal, and now all I have is a replacement? Rebbe says the replacement has the status as a lost animal, and therefore it's left to die, and the Chachamim disagree. Okay. That's just the background information. That just gets us now going. Wait, just give me a moment. Let's now work this into our Gemara. Now, Let's see now, take everything we just learned, and let's see if we can plug it now into our Mishnah. What happened in our Mishnah? Now, granted, nobody got lost in our Mishnah. I understand that. But in our Mishnah, basically what we have is we have an original animal, and we have a replacement animal. Okay, now our Mishnah says no animal is going to die, but our Mishnah gives a very simple reason. Because it's a chatas at sibor. So no animal is going to die because it's a chatas sibor. But had it been a chatas yachid, then it sounds like from our Mishnah that an animal is going to die. And so now, let's think this through. Bishlam ala Rav Yochanan, I'm still reading in Rashi. Because Rashi spells out the Gemara. So Rav Yochanan says, now remember, according to Rav Yochanan, which animal am I accepting? 2A. Which animal am I rejecting? 1A. Now, according to Rav Yochanan, 1A is not going to die. Do you know why 1A is not going to die? Because it's a chatas tzibur. Had it been a chatas yachid, it would have died. Now that makes sense, says Rashi. Hadiyachitamos to havalei niskaper b'she'ena avuda, because the kapara comes with the one that wasn't lost. The haduchuya kayemes, and now the quote unquote the rejected one is standing right there. The hakomodim shemesa, and as Rabbi Abba explains in the Mishnah in Temura, we all are in agreement that one is going to die. Good. So, the way our Mishnah sets itself up, where according to Rav Yochanan, I reject 1A, I accept 2A, 1A doesn't die, but the only reason why 1A doesn't die is because it's a chatas tzibur, which means that had it been a chatas yachid, it would have died. So that's, for lack of a better term, that's perfect. Because, as Rabbi Abba explains, bein l'Rebbe, bein l'chachamim in the Mishnah and Temura, that first animal is going to die. Okay. Now, Bishlama, now I'm going to see it inside the Gemara. Bishlam the Rav Yochanan kid Rabbi Abba Amarav Dam Rabbi Abba Rav Hakomodim. It's great because now you understand the Gemara with all that introduction. Hakomodim shiniskaper b'sheinu avuda avuda mesa. But Ella the Rav. But now according to Rav. Now remember what happened according to Rav. I accepted 1A. I rejected 2A. So now the one that was quote unquote rejected, right? Well, we'll call for our purposes the lost animal, although it wasn't really lost. But the rejected one is the one I ended up accepting, and 2A is the one that we basically put on the back burner. Now, does 2A die? Again, the answer is going to be no. But why is 2A not going to die? Because it's a tzibur animal. It's not a yachid animal, and it sounds like from our Mishnah that had it been a yachid animal, it would have died. Now hold on one second. It wouldn't die according to the Chachamim, because according to the Chachamim, this is not a case of Chatashinis, it's not a case of Chatas Avuda. And, as the Gemara is going about to argue, it won't even die according to Rebbe. Now this is where it gets tricky. I mean, as if it wasn't tricky up until now. It won't even die according to Rebbe. And why not? The Gemara says, Ella Rav Havalei Kamafi Shtei Chatos Achrayos. And the Gemara says, and I'll tell you why not. Because you know what this is analogous to? This is analogous to setting aside two carbon chatzis la'achrayos. What does that mean? We've seen this a number of times in the Gemara. Where let's say you have a person who with a particular personality, he is overly cautious guy. Overly cautious guy knows that he needs to bring a carbon chatzis. Look, he was Mechal Shabbos, it was Bishogeg. Okay, he needs to bring a carbon chatzis. Fine. So here it comes to the base of Mikdash, I need to bring a carbon chatas. And he has in tow two animals. So they say to him, you know, you only need one animal. Yeah. So he says, overly cautious guy says, yeah, I know I need to bring one animal, but you never know. Let me, you know. So what I did is, I set aside two carbon chatases at the same time with the express intent of, well, if one of them dies, I'll use the other one. Now, if one of them dies, now neither is going to die, but if one of them dies, what's the halacha? The remaining animal, let me say it better. I apologize. Let's say neither of them die. If one of them is offered, what happens to the other? Does the other have to be put to death? No. No. In other words, this is not a case of chatashin is kapru bala b'acheres. The case of chatashin is kapru bala b'acheres is when I lose one and then I get a replacement. He never lost one. From the get-go, he set aside two. So what the Gemara is arguing is, according to Rav, where I'm accepting 1A and I'm rejecting 2A, and 2A is not put to death because it's a Sibor, but if a Yachid, it would be put to death. No, it wouldn't. What the Gemara is arguing is, no, it wouldn't. You know what this is like? This is just like overly cautious guy coming with two animals in tow and end up using one of the animals. Here too, 1A has never been rejected, meaning I understand that for a moment it lost its mate. Fine, but then we replaced it with its mate. And now I have 2A. So I have 1A and I have 2A. Under no circumstances, what the Gemara is arguing now, am I going to put 2A to death? 1A and 2A are just basically two of the same animal. Both of them serve as a carbon chatas. I never lost 1A. 1A never got rejected permanently. So why would I ever... And Armish's explanation is, well, don't put 2A to death because it's a carbon sibor. Even if it were a carbon yachid, I wouldn't be putting 2A to death. The Gemara says, maybe we can argue that 2A would die. Had it been a carbon yachid. So I'm sorry. So the Gemara says, let's remind each other what we learned yesterday. Rav holds like Rav Yossi. And therefore what? The Amar Mitzvah Berishon. He says that my attention is always going to go on the first animal. Since my attention is always going to be on the first animal, even when temporarily rejected, Mikara Kemafrish Le'ibudami. That means that when setting aside the second pair and making the selection of the second pair, where one's going to be Lazazel and the other one's going to be Lashem, even when the lottery was cast on the Lashem, I never really took it seriously because my eyes were always still on that first Lashem. So it's Kimafrish Le'ibud. Even when setting it aside, it was setting it aside to end up being rejected. And that's why, had this been a case of Karban Yachid, the second animal would have been put to death. Okay. Period. Ad kan. So once again, that part of Gemara, I'm admitting, that was difficult. That was difficult, Gemara, because essentially what the Gemara is trying to entertain is, Armish says that the animal is not put to death because of a carbon sibor, and then the Gemara has about 20 lines of discussion of, and what if it was a carbon yachid? Meaning it's not, but what if? So it sounds like from the Mishnah it would be put to death, and we're just trying to figure out why. Why would we put it to death? So according to Rav Yochanan, I get it, because Rav Yochanan favors the second animal, not the first animal. So the first animal is like the Avuda, so I totally get it. But according to Rav, I don't get it, because I'm favoring the first animal, not the second animal. And so why would we ever put the second animal to death? And the Gemara's answer is because Mitzvah Berishon. Okay. Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tamos. Rabbi Yehuda says that, no, in this case, again, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with that. And he holds that even if it's a carbon sibor and it's rejected, it's put to death. Now, Bishlam le Rav Yochanan Damashini Shibazug Rishon Yireh le Rav Yehuda Yamos Miskaper Bisheni Shibazug Sheni. So the Gemara points out, now according to Rav Yochanan, perfect. Because again, what does Rav Yochanan say? Rav Yochanan says, I reject the first one because there's dichui, and I accept the second one. Why is the first one put to death? Because it's rejected. But El le Rav Damashini Shibazug Sheni Yireh le Rav Yehuda Yamos le Rav Yehuda Bamai Mechaper. So the Gemara says, now, according to Rav, it gets a little bit problematic because, according to Rav, which animal am I accepting? I'm accepting the first animal. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the first animal is put to death and the second animal is not usable. So which animal am I using? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Hasheni Shebezug Rishon, I'm sorry, so B'mai Mechaper. So Mitzvah, Rabbi Yehuda, Hasheni Shebezug Sheni Kai, Rabbi Yehuda, Hasheni Shebezug Rishon Kai. So the Gemara says, yeah, but you understand? Rabbi Yehuda is telling us that he's disagreeing. Rabbi Yehuda is telling us that he's interested in the second of the first pair, meaning... I'm sorry. So, in other words, Rabbi Yehuda just simply argues with the Chachamim, like we mentioned earlier. The Gemara expresses this point in a slightly different formula. So now the Gemara notes, according to Rav, perfect. Well, this is the second time this morning we're going to make this point, which is, according to Rav, There are two machlokesim happening in the Mishnah. Machlokes number one. You can look back at the Mishnah. You can see it inside. Machlokes number one. Chatas Tzibur dies, yes or no? Tanakhama says no. Rav Yehuda says yes. That's machlokes number one. And then Rav Yehuda hits us with a va'od. And furthermore, according to Rav, you know what the second point is telling us? According to the Tanakhama, Baalei Chaim are not rejected. According to Rav Yehuda, Baalei Chaim are rejected. So I now know in the Mishnah that there are two debates taking place between the Tanakhama and Rav Yehuda, and according to Rav, perfect. Because that's exactly what's happening in the Mishnah. But according to Rav Yochanan, El Rav Yochanan, my va'od. But according to Rav Yochanan, what's the va'od? Because remember, according to Rav Yochanan is of the position that everybody holds that live animals are rejected. So why is the Mishnah now following up with a va'od? And Rav Yehuda says, and furthermore, here's another bone I have to pick with you. But who's picking what bone? Meaning the Chachamim agree that live animals are rejected. So what's the va'od? And the Gemara notes, the second time the Gemara is now making this point, Kasha. Yeah, that's difficult. Okay, you're right. Meaning, I don't understand why Rav Yehuda is coming out va'od, and furthermore, because according to Rav Yochanan, the Chachamim agree. Okay, can I just quickly summarize all this? That was a lot of information given in a short amount of time. But just quickly to summarize. Okay, live animals, which are rejected for temporary reason, and then the reason for rejection is no longer there, so can they be brought back for eligibility? Yes. Basic machlokas between Rav and Rav Yochanan. Rav says yes, Rav Yochanan says no. Our Mishnah, the simple reading of our Mishnah, goes like Rav. It goes like Rav for two reasons. Number one, because the Mishnah says, Yamod Chai, I stand it up against an animal. How many times am I standing up against an animal? Only once, not twice. Which means then that if the Seer Mishalech is a survivor, I'll pair it with, I'm sorry, if the Lashem is a survivor, I'm going to pair the Seer Mishalech with the first one, not with the second one. And furthermore, it also sounds, the Mishnah also reads like Rav, because Rav Yehuda at the end of the Mishnah says, and let me tell you another issue that I have, right? Once an animal is rejected, it's rejected, which means that the Tanakhama disagrees, which according to Rav is perfect, meaning because that's what his position is. Okay, that's Rav's opinion, and Rav Yochanan says no. That Baalei Chaim, once rejected, are always going to be rejected, and so therefore, even if the reason for rejection is no longer there, a live animal is going to be rejected. And then, basically, what the Gemara has been trying to do for the last 20 lines is basically see, does Rav read into the Mishnah well? Yes, he does. Does Rav Yochanan read in the Mishnah well? No, he doesn't. Rav Yochanan does have a brisa that supports him. That's what we saw in Samach Dal Amud Beis. And okay, to make a difficult Gemara somewhat more simplified, that's basically where we land. So, and Rav Yochanan certainly goes about like Rav Yehuda. The problem then becomes that the Chachamim are then going to be arguing. Again, I assume so. I assume so, which would mean that we fall like Rav. Okay. The Gemara says, here's what I do understand from the Mishnah. And again, we're looking now from Rav Yehuda's perspective. That if the blood spills, so then the Seer Mishalech has to be put to death. Because the mitzvah has not been performed. In other words, I haven't sprinkled the blood. Okay. But let's go the other direction. Let's say Mesa Mishtalech. The animal that is destined to be thrown off the cliff dies. Amai Shafech Adam. Well, now we can't use the blood. Now Rav Yehuda says, now it's over. Now we got to start again. Okay. Why? Saha Isavet Le Mitzvasei. What's our goal for today? Meaning on our checklist of things we need to do today for Yom Kippur. So on the checklist, one of the things we have to do is take the Seer Mishalech and kill it by throwing it off a cliff. So it died. Okay, so it didn't die exactly the way we wanted it. Huh? But the lottery was taken. And isn't that the main point? And okay, in other words, then later today we're going to throw it off a cliff. But like, and I know the Gemara yesterday's daf said that throwing it off the cliff is like the Shechita. I know we said that. But when all is said and done, meaning the goal is just to kill it. And it's dead. So like, why can't we use the blood? So I'm a debate Rav Yana, I'm a cry, Yamod Chai. So once again today, we point to the pasuk of Yamod Chai, it must stand alive, lifnei Hashem lechaper, to provide a kapara. Ad masai yezakuk lios chai. And in other words, you're right, we are going to kill it. And it's destined to die today. But for the time being, though, it has to be alive. And how long does it have to be alive for? Achas mandam shochavero. Until the matan damim, the sprinkling of its counterpart. So in other words, yes, it's going to die, but it must remain alive until the kapara, until the sprinkling of the blood of its counterpart. Okay, period. Tanan hasam.
If one of the goats died, does that imply that there was a trefa?
No, not necessarily. Generally speaking, an animal died is, in other words, it could be diagnosed as a trefa, but not necessarily. And it's do they do an examination? I don't know.
Old age is not a trefa.
Yeah. In other words, no, not necessarily. In other words, the logic works the other direction. Meaning, if it's a trefa, then it's going to die. But the logic doesn't go the other direction. Meaning, if it dies, it's not necessarily a trefa. Tanan Hasam. Okay, a Mishnah Shkalim. Okay, we've gone through a lot of Mishnahs and Shkalim. Here's another one that we get to review. Benir Shishachu Shiklehim. So remember, every year we have to give a machzis a shekel into the Beis Hamikdash, and that money is obviously going to be the tax that's going to be used to purchase the communal funds. And the Mishnah Shkalim deals with the following scenario. I'm not going to schlep out to Yerushalayim. I'll give it to a shliach. So by courier, I'm going to send my money to the Beis Hamikdash. And then, Nignavu Sha'avdu, it was either stolen or lost. In Mitruma Truma Nishban Legizbarim. So, if the Truma Salishka was already taken, and that means then that the buckets were brought into the chamber, and money was withdrawn against money that was there, and money that was currently en route. So now, whose money is this? This is now the Beis Hamikdash's money. And now, a shvua must be made to the gizbar, must be made to the temple treasury. And because right now, who's responsible? The courier. The courier right now who's holding, he's a shomer. Okay, we had a discussion, the Gemara elsewhere has a discussion, shomer chinam, shomer sachar, not our focus for today. But anyway, but he has to now make a shvuah to the gizbar. V'imlav, however, if the truma has not been taken, so right now, whose money is this? The balabayas. V'imlav nishman levnei ha'ir, v'nei ha'ir shoklin acharim tachteyam. And so therefore, now the bnei ha'ir have to go ahead and replace it. Okay, now, here's the part that we're going to be focusing on. Nimtzu, sheyachzir meganavim elu ve'elu shkalim heim, v'ein olam lehem l'shana haba'ah. Now, in the event that, let's say, the thieves have a change of heart. And why not? Meaning because they did steal Beis HaMikdash money. Or money that was en route to the Beis HaMikdash. So they had a change of heart. Or, in the case where it was lost, it was found. After the Balabayas, after the Bnei Ha'ir replaced it already with new shekel. So now I have shekel and shekel. The original shekel and the replacement shekel. So what happens? Well, they both were imbued with Kedusha. They're both going to go to the Beis Hamikdash, and according to the Tanakhama, and this one, you know, I don't believe we would be pleased with this. Neither could be applied to next year. They're right. So in other words, the Beis Hamikdash got a bonus for this year's operating fund. And Rav Yehuda Omer Olam Lahem L'Shana Haba, and Rav Yehuda says no. Rav Yehuda says I could take one shekel and apply it to this year, and I could take the other shekel and apply it to next year. So my time is Rav Yehuda. Now why? So Amar Rava, Kasav Rav Yehuda, Chovos Shoshana Zu, Krevos Shoshana Haba. So Rav Yehuda says that any obligation from this year could be applied to next year. Okay, the Gemara gives what seems to be a very simple explanation of Rav Yehuda. Funds are fungible, and you could just simply take this year's money and apply it to next year. Okay, that is the opinion of Rav Yehuda. To which now the Gemara is going to ask a simple question. Eisvei, Abaye. Parvasil Shiyam Akirpurim She'avdu V'hifir Shacharim Tachtem. V'chein tziri avodah zarah she'avdu v'yifrish acharim tachteim. Kulam yamusa divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So, in the event that I have either a par in the seer of Yom Kippur, where I lost it and I found a replacement. So, or in the case of seer avodah zarah. So in either way, so, and kulan yamusu according to Rabbi Yehuda, they're all going to die. And Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amrim, Yirash, Yistav, V'yamachru, V'yipulu, Demayim, L'davashen, Chata, Sibra, Mesa. And again, the Rebbe Lazar and Rebbe Shimon, who were the Tanakam of our Mishnah, basically say, no, this is carbon tzibur. Carbon tzibur is not left to die. Fine. So, Amar Leh, now what's the problem? Meaning, what's the question? The question is very simple, explains Rashi. According to Rav Yehuda, I have an extra seir and I have an extra par. Okay, so keep it. Hold on to it. Use it for next year. Meaning, according to Rav Yehuda, wasn't he super comfortable talking about how the monies can be applied to next year? So why not do the same thing for the actual animals himself?
Did you open the age limit?
Yeah, so the age limit question, right, bothered me. I know by Chatas Yachid, there's an age limit, and that age limit is a year. So by Tzibor, I don't know. The Gemara doesn't breathe a word about age limit, so I'm only left to guess, but I'm guessing. And I'm being honest about this. Well, because it's a carbon seabor. So carbon. So the Gemara says, "Vayipul emsun devashein chatos seabor mesa." So Amar Leh carbon seabor kamar shani carbon seabor kid Rabbi Tevi the Amar of Yoshia the Amar of Tevi Amar Rabbi Yoshia Amar Kra also as Chodesh bechacho Amar Torah chadesh vahavalei carbon mitruma chadasha. So the Gemara says, "Look, monies are fungible." Monies can be applied from this year and transferred over to next year. But animals, meaning once the animal is purchased, animal has to be purchased with this year's funds. And once I have an animal purchased for this year, the animal itself cannot roll over into the next year. So the Gemara says, right, there's going to be a very simple difference between money versus animal. Okay, we'll pause over here, and tomorrow we'll pick it up with the Gemara. The Gemara is going to note that that's a great response for the goat. Not a good response for the bull. Because what was the bull purchased with? Not public money, Kohen Gadol's money. Gemara is going to ask that question. We're in the middle of a discussion.